Scott said he would receive the football to begin the second half, hanging on to that 6-0 lead. They would start with pretty good field position after a decent kickoff return, that is, to the 39-yard line. They'd have nice positive gains on their first two downs. Third and one, they would be stuffed for 1 yard loss. And near midfield, Scott City rolled the dice to go for it on fourth down. And a couple trying to set the tone here for the second half. But Ulysses brought the house on fourth down and forced a turnover on downs, first series of the second half.
So Carson Froh is a wing to the right. Scott City has 15 to snap it. King goes under center. This is about an eight-man front right now for Ulysses. King will play fake, and now is under pressure, and he's going to be dropped back at the 40-yard line. He had no chance as he was stepping back. The sack made by Jesse Rosales, blitzing off the outside, and it's a turnover on downs.
So after the sack by Ulysses at the Scott City 40, the Tigers would take over in great field position at the Scott City 40, just barely 2 minutes into the second half, with Scott City clinging to that 6-0 lead. Ulysses would move it down the field, and they would get it in the red zone for the second time. And at the 13-yard line, facing a fourth down, Ulysses would try to find the end zone, but the Scott City defense forced pressure and forced yet another turnover in the red zone.
Fourth and eight from the 13. Wing T set up seven to snap it. Here's Scott back to pass. He'll roll to his right. Scott City drops back in coverage under pressure. He throws it up for grabs last second. It's going to be picked off by Colt in the end zone as Colton Cup drilled the quarterback as he threw it. It's going to be a touchback, and in cramps for Culp. He had one interception last year. He matches that, and it'll be a touchback, first and 10.
For a second fourth down attempt, Scott said he would intercept Ulysses and have a touchback. With around 7:03 to go in the third quarter, Scott said he would be leading 6-0. We'll get the ball at their own 20-yard line. They'd be facing a third and long when they went to the air, and that really sparked the offense pretty much for the rest of the night here. And here's how it sounded there on a third down and long for Scott City with a big pass play.
A run tight end right side, Weathers, wing right is Serrano. Two receivers, one split both ways. Shotgun for King on third down. We'll look right side for Serrano down the seam. He'll make the catch of the 50, and he'll be brought down and tackled at the 43-yard line of Ulysses. That gain is about a 30-yard pass play to the 42-yard line of Ulysses.
The play would eventually go for 35 yards for Scott City, but that really sparked the offense and got things going and kind of settled them down for the rest of the night. They would convert another third down on that series and would get it down into the red zone inside the five, down to about the 1 or 2 yard line here late third quarter with about 2:40 to go. Sawyer Stevens would get the run down to about the 1 or 2 yard line, and it would be the junior Cale Wheeler with his first varsity touchdown to finish the drive off and put Scott City up two scores.
Cale Wheeler enters for him as a fullback with 2:48 to go third quarter. Ninth play of the drive for the Beavers, trying to finish this off. And here's a handoff. It's Cale Wheeler. He will stand up. Touchdown, Scott City. Cale Wheeler, his first career rushing touchdown on varsity, and it's 12-0 with 2:40 to go in the third quarter, and Scott City's going for two.
Scott City looked to get the points back that they lost in the first quarter. They would get a two-point conversion hooked up from Harrison Keene to Ronnie Weathers on a nice play for the two-point conversion from the three, and the Beavers would lead 14-0 with 2:40 to go third quarter. That last drive for Scott City after the interception was a nine-play, 80-yard drive that took 4 minutes and 23 seconds. Ulysses would go five plays and out and punt on their next series. Scott City would drive down the field and go early into the fourth quarter. That's where we're going to pick it up with it next. Scott City leading 14-0 heading in the fourth quarter. Our last segment comes up here next on WesternKansasNews.com.